from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Iran, prisoners swapped and sanctions lifted. Iran released 5 incarcerated Americans and the U.S. pardoned 7 Iranians in a swap that followed lifting most of the international sanctions against Iran on Saturday after the U.N. nuclear agency certified that Iran had met all the requirements of a deal reached last year with world powers. This is the head of the IAEA, Yukiya Amano.
Nuclear activities of Iran will be reduced. Therefore, we have a more robust verification regime, verification tools to monitor reduced activities. This is a clear gain, net gain, from the verification point of view.
VOA's Latika Hoke has more.
The 3 freed Americans stopped in Geneva on the way to Germany Sunday. Former Marine Amir Hekmati spent more than 4 years in prison on spying charges, and Saeed Abedini, a Christian pastor, had been in prison since July 2012 for religious activity. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, in jail over 500 days, was convicted of spying last November. U.S. President Barack Obama hailed their release. Earlier Sunday, 7 Iranian men walked free from detention in the United States. President Obama explained their release in a speech Sunday.
In a reciprocal humanitarian gesture, 6 Iranian Americans and 1 Iranian serving sentences or awaiting trial in the United States are being granted clemency.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz blasted the release of Iranian prisoners as part of the deal. Slaritza Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Now, Iran's foreign ministry called new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program illegitimate. Ministry spokesman said Monday that Iran will respond by boosting efforts in its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has released its first official account of Iran's 15-hour detention of 10 U.S. sailors whose boats had strayed into Iranian waters in the Persian Gulf last week. A U.S. Central Command statement said the 2 Navy vessels were scheduled to meet up with a U.S. Coast Guard boat in international waters for refueling, but deviated from their planned course on the way. The sailors were traveling through the Persian Gulf from Kuwait toward Bahrain when the U.S. controllers lost contact with them. Iraqi police say 3 Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials have said they're working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans. Iraqi police officials said the Americans were taken by gunmen in Baghdad's Dora neighborhood. The Baghdad Operations Command described the apartment the Americans were in as suspicious. A Palestinian attacker stabbed and wounded a pregnant Israeli woman before being shot. The attacker entered a settlement on the West Bank on Monday and stabbed the 30-year-old woman before being shot by the settlement's head of security. A spokesman for the Jerusalem hospital where the woman was treated said she was 5 months pregnant. She said the woman was moderately wounded after being stabbed in the upper body and there was no damage caused to the fetus. She was identified as Michelle Froman, the daughter-in-law of a late rabbi known to promote coexistence between Arabs and Jews. Moroccan officials say they've arrested a Belgian suspect linked to attackers that killed 130 people in Paris in November. Morocco's interior ministry said in a statement that the man was arrested Monday near Casablanca and had direct links with some of the attackers. Islamic State claimed the coordinated bombings and shootings on November 13th that killed scores of civilians at several Paris locations. British lawmakers debate Monday a petition signed by more than 500,000 people seeking to ban U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump from Britain. Last month, Mr. Trump, a billionaire real estate developer and frontrunner among Republican candidates, prompted international outrage by calling for a ban on all Muslims entering the United States. This is a young lady, a Trump supporter. She's also a student identified only as Michelle.
I have Muslim friends, and I know that they're not a bad people in general. Like, there are radicals, but there are radicals in any religion. And especially as a Christian, you have to show mercy. So I think Britain needs to show him mercy and, like, not ban him so that he realizes that he needs to show these people mercy as well. Because you can't ban a whole people, a whole like type of people from a country based on just a small group like, of radicals and like extremists.
The British debate called by the Petitions Committee of the Lower House of Parliament cannot result in any binding conclusion. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.